After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
Hello, Latchkey Kids and Broken Homies. It's your boy Double D. Staff Man's with us.
Yo, yo.
And today, it's our 100th episode. Congrats.
Yippity.
Yippity. Rejoice. Yippity. We made it.
Yeah.
2 years of scratching and clawing and doing episodes and not doing episodes. We finally got to the point.
Yes.
100 episodes. So, pat on the back to us.
Yeah, good pat on the back. Good pat on
the back. Yes, very good pat on the back. And we thought we'll give you guys kind of a stroll down memory lane. If you're new, some of these references to old episodes might be new to you. So when you hear these references, maybe you can, you know, download and subscribe them. But we're going to take you down a journey, a flashback journey. Since this is a retro podcast, this is a history podcast, why not talk about our own history by going down our favorite episodes we've done so far? And you know, we'll also talk about some other things. You know, this is going to be a loose episode, no particular topic. So,
yes, and also we're gonna not only talk about the past but talk about the future.
Absolutely.
Talk about what is to come, what we're going to do from now on. We are in the realm of talking about nostalgia, but Don and I have had a good conversation, and so did Aaron before his departure, that we're going to still be the after school special, but we're just going to be talking about stuff that you would talk about after school. I mean, we'll kick it back every once in a while, but we're just going to have a genuine conversation about just what you would be doing after school. So
just two brothers talking. That's what we...
Two brothers talking. Brother to brother.
Brother to brother. Before we get into our fondest memories of our favorite episodes of the 100 episodes we've done so far, I was going to give like just a brief history on how we even came up with this podcast. I mean, we even talked about that stuff like in other episodes, but it was always kind of flippant. Like, oh yeah, you know, we started this during the pandemic and But yeah, the truth is we started this. Well, do you want to talk about who had the idea initially?
Yeah, so originally, I wanted to start it with these guys in Indiana when I was there. When I bought my house in Indiana, the previous owner did a medical podcast from the basement. The basement was soundproof, and it was set up like a studio so that you could do podcasting down there. So imagine my surprise when I finally got there. And I got in the basement and I'm like, okay, it's time to do this podcast. And I had talked to Aaron about it. I said, at first it was going to be called Community Corkboard, where we would talk about bands in the area of Detroit, the art scene, anything you would see on a community bulletin board. Like, that's what I wanted to really get us into. But, you know, things happen. And then I moved back out here to California. So when I got out of the service in 2020, I said, you know, let me connect back with Aaron. And I said, hey, do you want to do this podcast? And Aaron said, yeah, but he was in this other podcast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he wanted to make a transition. So he transitioned out of that. And then me and him did some playing around on recording. And then we got you in. We had asked you, like, hey, come in. Like, I think the first time we did it, it was just a trial. It was just me and him because I had it recording on my little hand recorder.
Was this 2020? Was this all 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
Okay.
So this was all summer of 2020 because I got out in June. And of the service, I got out in June.
Like, I think, right during the start of the pandemic, you were still in the service?
Yeah, right during... Well, the pandemic was still in its infancy while I was in the service because people were still bitching about, should they wear the mask? They're not going to wear the mask. So, you know, what kind of mask you should wear in uniform? Like, that was all a big thing when I was still there. I found myself recently getting pissed off because, like, oh, it's a new variant out. It's called the ARC something, something with an A. It's a variant of Omicron. So I was I'm like, here we go again. Like, you know, people are going to get pissed off. Like, all these variants are coming in, another jab with needle.
They're coming out like mixtapes. Like this is
like this one. Yeah.
So, DJ Clue. DJ K Slay. Like yes. So you wanted to go out in the community during a pandemic and interview people? Yeah, well,
what I wanted to do was like talk about underground bands because I really wanted
I would have loved that, John. I
wanted to really get myself engulfed in the subculture of society. Like I wanted to talk about, you know, different comic cons that come around and nobody hears about. I wanted to be like the man on the street. You know, I wanted to do stuff like that. Like, hey, let's go discover stuff and then we'll talk about what we found. We'll meet back and the podcast is where we'll talk about what we found and we can highlight this stuff. And if people are really interested, they'll start going and looking and getting hyped up for these events.
I still love that idea. I still love that idea. That kind of a scavenger hunt way of kind of looking for things. Like when we were in college, just trying to look for fun.
Right, right. Like guitar lessons, pull one of these tabs and it has somebody's phone number on it, like something like
that.
And
then you end up in a dungeon with a gimp mask. Like
Release the gimp.
And then you can report from the dungeon and make content out of it.
I go to this place out here called The Cave, which sells vinyl toys, vinyl albums, tapes, VHSs.
Yeah.
I've talked about them before. On their door is a hodgepodge of posters from like goth homecoming, like a homecoming for all goth kids, wrestling. It's all these amazing underground posters that you would not see anywhere else but at a place like this. So it always fascinates me when you see that stuff and I'm like, why is this not being advertised? You know, like people should know so they can go because oftentimes people like you and me who like going to comic stuff, we don't know about it because we don't hear about it.
Right.
So it's more of a word of mouth thing. So I was thinking like, hey, let's do that. But then.
So was this more underground? Like you wanted to like expose underground artists and things?
Or? Yeah, I just wanted to explore the underground. Like that's what I originally wanted to do.
Like but the scene from the Turtles movies. Just go into the Foot Clan.
Yeah.
Infiltrate. Yeah. Report back.
Yeah. You got cigarettes? Filtered or unfiltered?
So you had that vision. Do you remember Aaron's vision?
I think we kind of brainstormed because I was like, Aaron, what would you like to talk about? And, you know, we both were like, hey, we like nostalgia and stuff like that. So I think it was a mutual thing that said we'll talk about stuff from the past and, you know, just bring it up and see where we go from there, like old commercials, old toys and things like that. So
our early recordings were drug-filled escapades that Aaron and I did on edibles. We talked over John quite frequently and we mused about turtles and stuff like that. Some of the stuff we did eventually released. And if you go down the list of our episodes, like two of those turtle episodes, definitely the Mutanimal episodes.
Yeah.
We even label a lot of those episodes the pandemic sessions.
Yeah.
And if anybody's listening and you're new to the show, those are episodes that was our first episodes we ever recorded.
Yeah.
And during the summer of 2021, I think we released them to give people like bonus content.
That's when we went live and we started releasing them. And I remember the early days because I didn't have an office. I lived in a condo. So my wife had the big office and I was in there next to her, like in my workstation, but it just didn't work because she would be on phone calls and I would be trying to record. So I was like, no, this isn't going to work. So then I started recording in the kitchen. But then that's when the dog was going up and down the stairs. My son was going up and down the stairs.
Oh,
so the
I remember
everything. Yeah. Yes. So then I had to convert my closet and use my clothes as soundproofing. And I was in my closet where I did my podcasting. And
I sure wish you would have took pictures of that, John.
Oh, dude. That was the setup, man. I had all my stuff in there. It looked like I was illegally hooking up cable. So it had like wires coming from every which way. But yeah, I was in the closet. Not like that, but I was in the closet like where I was recording episodes with Don and Aaron, and we made it through the pandemic, and we talked about a lot of stuff. I think one of my, if I'm going to go to the past, one of my favorite episodes was the theme song episode.
Yes.
Yes, we were sitting there, and we were talking about theme songs, and then Aaron would read some theme songs to us to see if you and I could get them right. And
back when we did games on this show, we should bring that
back. Yeah, we did games on the show. Yeah, we did games, so we did that one.
Well, before another you go miles- on, that episode, I remember we actually had another episode that we were recording, and we had to stop because Bob Saget died. So I remember I didn't have enough episode to release at the time. And not only Bob Saget died, I thought I had COVID. It was the same night. I mixed it both together. Like, well, hell, I guess everybody's going to get a bonus episode.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, babies, you liking the show? Well, thanks. Leave a 5-star rating and a comment, please. Do you want to see the guys' faces? Well, they got YouTube videos. You can watch this podcast on any major platform you listen to. Rate 5 stars and comment. Thanks, babies.
But before we go on, I wanted to also kind of go back to what we were talking about during the Instagram Live. And if you're not aware and you're new to this, we do Instagram Lives every Friday, 6:30 Eastern time. I don't know what it is on the West Coast. Was that Pacific?
3:30.
There you go. I do know. What am
Pacific
I saying?
Pacific time. 6:30 Eastern time, and it's 3:30 Pacific time. And also make sure to note, we are trying to get TikTok off the ground, but I got to get 1,000 followers. So if I can get everyone out here who's listening under the sound of my voice to add me as a friend, get me to 1,000 so we can start co-hosting this show. Because right now we're doing the Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yes, we are.
And if you remember the Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, Yugi and Yu-Gi-Oh! Were two different entities that shared the same body. So pretty much it's two guys, one TikTok. So
yes,
so
that's kind of like two girls, one cup.
One cup, yeah. Don has to...
two guys, one mic. That should be a podcast. Two guys, one mic. Like I said, we do Instagram Lives every Friday at 6:30 Eastern time. But when I did it on TikTok, it just felt like I was on camera for the first time ever, because it's a different crowd on TikTok. And, you know, I've heard horror stories, but they treated us well. I have no complaints yet. And I brought up Instagram Live also because before we got on, by the time you hear this next week or today, it'll be a week past. But I was talking about on the Instagram Live today that my wife cheated on me. And we were, it's not funny. I woke up and, like I said on Instagram Live, I saw my wife that I've known for 13 years on the couch. 13 years. Do you think you know someone? And this lady of mine went ahead and started binging Snowfall ahead of me. Like, we started watching that show together. You think you know someone. And John, I asked you on the Instagram Live, have you ever experienced this? And what was your reply?
My reply was, I'm the cheater.
Yes, he's the cheater.
So for me, my wife works from home, and I'm retired from the service for medical reasons. So I go to school full time. So I have a little more liberty than my wife does. So what happens is she's in the back, you know, working, and I have access to Hulu, HBO Max, everything. And we watch joint shows on Hulu. Like, we were watching Abbott Elementary together, and we also watched a couple other shows together, but she was taking too long. So I was like, you know what? What's the time frame?
What's the taking too long? Like, do you give her a day? You give her a week?
I give her a day. I give her a day.
That's taking too long?
Let me rephrase.
Do you wait till she go to sleep and then you just like turn it on at night?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the other thing too, because I don't sleep good. So I'll stay up and I'll watch like the show that she wants to watch with me, and she's like, how far are you ahead? And I'm like, well, I'm done with it now. So
you couldn't even give her the courtesy of lying about it. Like, oh, I I just want an episode or two.
But you know what, man? I sit through it again. I'm a good guy.
So your wife doesn't mind that. My wife, if she knows that I've seen something, she don't even want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, damn. See,
I'm the kind of person where I can enjoy it twice. You know, like, yeah, that's how I do it. But I'm the cheater in our relationship. Like, she patiently is like, hey, come watch TV with me. And, like, I've already watched that show. So, and the other side of it, too, is...
Shame.
But you know what? She's not innocent in this. She's an international cheater. What I mean is she watches shows that are from different countries, and she'll be engulfed in it and won't tell me anything about it.
But that's like, not the same thing. You gotta see. No, you gotta start the show together. Now, if the other person goes way ahead, now that's cheating. But if you, do you know Spanish? Do you know?
No, hell no. I know just enough to get by. No. But this is what I'm saying. Somebody from work or somewhere told her about this Turkish soap opera, and she started watching this Turkish soap opera. So for a whole month, she was stuck in the Ottoman Empire. And did I know? No, I didn't know shit. And she was like, well, I just like it because it's so romantic. And I was like, I can tell you what it's all about. It's about how they came up with the Ottoman chair. And she was just like, I can't talk to you anymore.
You use anything to justify your cheating. I see how you are.
We're the victims. We are the victims. Because when you don't have the attention and the time with the person that you're supposed to watch this show with, then the show is calling you. Like, it's not your fault. The show is calling you to turn it on.
You don't even attempt to wait.
And it's bad because now Apple will let me know, like, hey, it's a new episode of Abbott Elementary out.
I got this vision of Apple coming out of a dark corner and like in a trench coat, like, hey, you know you want to. We got this new episode, like it's a pusher man or something.
It's a gift and a curse because it'll come on and it'll say, it'll have an Apple notification. A new episode of Abbott Elementary is on. Do you want to watch it?
You could turn those notifications off.
I could, but I also get sports there. And yesterday was fun because, you know, the Kings are playing Golden State.
Yes.
So,
like the Beam. Fun.
Yeah, like the Beam. So I'm out here in Sacramento. So I've been rooting for them because it's the home team out here. I'm a Pistons fan, but I'm rooting for Sacramento because I live here.
I am too.
And I just want to see Golden State not go because they've had a dynasty.
But back to our favorite episodes. So
Yes.
In the IG Live, you already mentioned two of them.
X-Men and WWE. And the Holiday one, I wasn't on it, but you and Aaron did a really good Holiday one that I thought traditions from around the world.
That was a fun one too. I think the ones that we get to riff and we laughing a lot, that's the ones I like the disaster episode we did last summer. That was probably one of my favorites and kind of an underrated episode that didn't get a lot of listens, but I listened to a lot since we did it. And I think the other episode we did was the Star Wars one. I think that to me stood out, not because we were breaking new ground as far as what we were saying about Star Wars, but I remember that was kind of our breakthrough episode at the time because that's when I really started getting the hang of editing. So that's why it's personal for me, because up until that point, we were just kind of like, all right, we're going to do the podcast episode. Let's just press record. And whatever we ended up with, that's what's going to get released.
Right.
I didn't know anything about a podcast. And backtrack to what you were saying, how this podcast first came together. You and Aaron had more of an idea what a podcast was. And I had no idea. I just thought it was kind of a independent way of doing radio. I just thought it was radio. Like, oh, okay. Except it's more on-demand radio. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what a podcast is, except for it's much more than that because you can be as creative as you want. You do it on your own time. Mm-hmm. And I think...
It's your art form.
It's our art form.
It's your art form. In the beginning, I remember listening, because I remember one time, you're like, I don't know about you guys, but these White Claws are pretty good, brother. Like, I remember hearing... That's like when we were like bullshitting in the beginning. Oh, like we weren't caring about the time. Yeah, we were just sitting there just bullshitting about the time. I don't know if it was White Claw, but it was something you said. I was just like, yeah, this is going to be a good podcast. because you guys were doing, you know, your edibles and stuff.
Oh, my God. Aaron and I were doing our own show within the show. Like, John was doing the After School Special podcast, and Aaron and I were like, I don't know what we're doing. We're off in space. X-Men, like I said, if you're new to the show, X-Men was the first episode that we released, but that wasn't the first episode that we recorded. But X-Men was like the first episode we felt confident enough to like, okay, this sounds good enough to release. Let's release this because we.
Do you remember the first one we recorded? Do you remember what the topic was?
I believe it was about the 70 sitcoms. What was the first one?
The haunted locations. Remember we were talking about the different locations, the old restaurants? Like I told you guys about, I said there was a Yogi Bear restaurant that served honey fried chicken. And Aaron was like, oh man, I got to visit that place. Like we were talking about that. Oh no, Colonel Sanders. We were talking about Colonel Sanders and Dave Thomas. That's what we were talking about.
Oh, think around that time that KFC movie came out with Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
The Lifetime movie. Yeah, I don't remember that being the first one. I don't think we ever released it.
No, we didn't release it, but that was just the first topic that we got off the ground. We were talking about that. I remember Aaron was like, he's a goddamn American hero. Like, he was talking about Dave Thomas.
Yeah. Everybody loves Dave Thomas. But yeah. We didn't do like the fast food mascots. That wasn't the first one.
I think we did mascots. We did do it, but it was a little more polished than what we were doing when we were just shooting the shit. Like we would just jump in and then we would just be talking and there was no flow. It was good because it was just us like talking like how we normally talk, how we would talk on the phone.
It wasn't organized. We didn't know what this thing was. It took me almost a year to kind of realize what was possible while doing a podcast. Because if you hear the earlier episodes, I would hardly talk because I wasn't confident in talking. I didn't think I was good talking into a microphone. And I pretty much let you guys run the show. And my initial thoughts was be a podcaster in the shadows. Yeah. I would like input at different times with like my snide comments and my little snappy, little dry humor. But over time, I got a little bit more confident in talking about things. And I think we started to develop a formula of what this podcast is right now and what it's going to be in the future.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, as always, you can catch this podcast on any major platform you listen to podcasts. Please make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment on how you're liking the show. After School Special Podcast.
You know, that hard goodness that you get the next day.
Oh, yummy.
From a day old donut at Dougie's.
After School Special Podcast.
No. That's my childhood right there, motherfucker. When did that come out?
Podcast comes out every Friday.
But a little bit of, because we alluded to what the podcast is going to be in the future. Now, we're going to stick with talking about retro topics. We're going to stick to talking about things from our past, our recollections, things that I can remember because I got to tell you, I did a lot of drinking in college. Man, I had people come up to me like, man, remember that time we did? I'm like, no, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Bruh, I was drunk. I was in college. I was, you know, hiding from my problems, buddy. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
And you know what? We forgot to do something. We got a shout out guest. We had Jennifer.
Jen, our friend here. Jen.
Friend to the show, Eric, and our podcast sisters, Doom Generation.
Rocky Powell. And
Rocky Powell, Wild Nights with Rocky. So, yes.
And we have a bunch of other podcasts that always like our stuff, like Qua Pro Quo, Detroit Land Vending. They're not a podcast, but they always like our
stuff.
They've
always supported us. Yep.
Salsa Verde, that's a podcast.
And then we had people like Inch Hulkman. Yes. We've had people like, Hoagies and Grinders.
Yeah.
Yep. We've had my nephew come through, you know, just different people that keep me going, you know, because they're listening. And we're hoping to really get a wider array of people out, man. You know, so, you know, and boats and hoes, we'll get it all going.
Salute to you guys for always encouraging us to keep going, liking our stuff. And if we missed your name and your podcast, please don't be offended. We just, I'm spaced out right now, not on edibles, but I'm just spaced out. So many people to thank, but thank you guys. And before we get out of here, is there anything coming up that you're looking forward to? I know we talked about Ant-Man earlier. We talked about the Jonathan Majors scandal that's going on.
Really? I only talk about it if somebody brings it up, but I'm just going to let that play out and, you know, see what Marvel does. I mean, I don't want to see nothing bad happen to the dude, but, you know, in this day and age where everything is under the microscope, there are ramifications that happen, but we'll see what happens with him and if he can bounce back. But outside of that, I am curious about this new Evil Dead movie because it looks wild.
The lady from Mandalorian is in that one, right?
Yeah. I think so. She plays the mother, the redheaded mother. I like Evil Dead, but I don't watch them when they first come out. Well, the one that came out that was somewhat new, I didn't watch it when it first came out. Yeah. I waited a couple of months. So I'm going to wait until this one comes home because when I go to the theater, I will be a little biatch. If it's really grotesque, I can't handle it. So
you know what's funny, John? I love the idea of horror movies scaring me. I love that. Yeah. Even though I hated it, I loved it. But nowadays, I don't think I've seen a scary movie affect me in a long time because honestly, real life is scary enough, to be honest with you. I think it's
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I might be past that point of going to a theater and being freaked out. But what's the last scary movie that you saw that actually scared you?
The last scary movie that I saw that really scared me, that's a good question. I don't watch a lot. I'm trying to think.
Because we talked about this, I think a couple of years ago, there was a movie about that little girl who got decapitated in that car. That movie.
Oh, yeah. So that was Hereditary.
That was messed up.
That was messed up. I want to say the last scary movie that I watched, I actually watched it on YouTube. They have these special channels where people kind of talk you through the movie. I need those channels to watch these horror movies.
Really?
The Offering. It's called The Offering.
So you need somebody to hold your hand while you watch
these
movies.
Yeah, I have to have my hand held. So,
need a nightlight and everything.
And it's this robotic voice, like the same one from TikTok. And they're like, hi, this is such and such channel. We are about to talk about The Offering. It came out in da-da-da-da. And here we go. And then it'll be like opening scene. And then it'll go all the way through and it'll tell you when the jump scare is going to happen and all that. And for me, I'm like, hey, man, that's the way I watch horror movies with training wheels on.
Oh,
so
goodness.
I can get through. So that's why I want to get somebody on here who's like a horror expert who talks about that on their channel. Because I think it would be fun to talk about what was your favorite horror movie, you know, who's your favorite horror director. You know, I just want to get into that. I mean, I feel like if I can talk to somebody like that, they can walk me through it. But as far as the future is concerned, we are going to talk about a more array of topics. We're not going to be boxed in anymore about talking about nostalgia. We're going to move forward and start talking about a random array of things. So movies, music, food, things we've seen. So pretty much where I would consider this as is life is school. And this podcast is us getting together after school to talk about what we're seeing in life. So I think that's where we need to go with that.
You're seeing it through our eyes. You're seeing it through our eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Last Year Kids, Broken Homies. This is After School Special Podcast. We're on Instagram, After School Special Podcast. We're on Twitter, After School SPE3 on Twitter. We're on TikTok, After School Special 3 on TikTok. And we have a website, afterschoolspecialpodcast.com. Oh, and also YouTube, After School Special Podcast. That's After School Special Podcast. It's our 100th episode.
We made it. 100th episode, baby. Woo! And if we would have went one day early, it would have been 420.
Oh, what a day that was. Did you celebrate, yeah. John?
Well, no, I didn't celebrate.
And if you're a kid, don't do drugs. It's
I
keep forgetting to say that.
But yep, we're going to get out of here, and we're looking forward to the next 100 episodes.
Yes.
And yeah, the future, and hopefully we can get some new guests on here, and we'll keep it banging and hanging.
Yes. Big things are coming. Stay tuned. I know this episode was pretty loose, but it was on purpose. No real topic, just two brothers talking the shit. And we look forward to hearing from you guys, getting more feedback. Like I said, After School Special Podcast. I'm Double D. That's Staff Man. Peace.
Yep. Peace.
Hey, everyone. It's Aaron from After School Special Podcast. Like what you hear so far? But don't forget to subscribe and download the show on whatever platform you get your podcasts. And just a friendly reminder, we have new episodes out every Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
My wife cheated on me, and we were, it's not funny.